for that next show, anywhere from a 1% to 3% increase that I didn't have. And I didn't increase my cost because we try to keep it down. I mean, this market is really sensitive right now to cost increases. And there's a lot of small businesses that are on a very critical point, and if you jack it up more, it's going to happen.
You've gone over your time limit, so would you like to complete your statement?
I hope you reconsider this, because as a businessman, I'm looking at just this year, looking at an increase of $2,000 to $3,000 easily just on my cost, where a business person that isn't doing something like this in their business and doing more revenue.
I think you've made your point, sir. Thank you. You're 2 minutes over your three-minute time limit.
Well, I'm sorry. If I had more time to know about this, I mean, they said they knew it by August. We didn't hear about it until last week, and I find that to be, you know.
Your time's up, sir.
I like your openness.
Time's up.
I hope, like your openness, sir.
Well,
I'll lead some council discussion about this point. I'm planning to try and help. But maybe we should finish the testimony first so we hear all of the issues.
I think that's the testimony.
Is that it? Okay. We did notify Expo Center in August, and we don't have all of the paths to get to their customers. Some of the changes did happen next week, so as in most of these last week. So in most of these situations, there's some truth to both arguments, I think. The most compelling piece that came out of the chief's discussions last week, I'm going to try and help you, but you got to take it down a notch. That I heard was that, you know, I think it's always hard to raise fees. We haven't raised them in a long time. I think the fee raise is reasonable in my mind. I do subscribe that there's some logic to the argument that shows, because we moved this fee schedule very recently, shows that we're planned for the next couple of months, maybe in an unfair hardship, because you can't pass those on at this point as the organizer, particularly small shows. So I would be open to something like the council providing a little bit of relief to the Fire Bureau. I don't think we'd be talking about very much to give some kind of waivers for fees that were shows that were clearly already scheduled. I mean, we're talking for 3-4 months. It may be, you know, a little bit of administrative trouble, but something like that. I mean, I think that's the argument that I think that's strong. Maybe for the end of the fiscal year, and I don't know we could run up what the revenue estimate would be potentially. I'd be looking for something that maybe involves a nonprofit, as he's talking about, something that, you know, I don't think we'd be talking about a lot of money if we gave a little bit of grace period on those types of shows. I haven't done the research yet, though, so I don't know exactly what it would be.
I really appreciate that that proposal, and I would at a minimum support that. I think makes a lot of sense. But, you know, in the interest of us having this discussion and in the context of everything that we're going to be discussing this week, I'd be less than forthright if I didn't say that some of what was testified to, I'm sorry it ended the way it did, because if you'd have stopped 2 minutes before I was ready to support everything you were saying, stop now, and was my point. And it is a concern I have in the larger context. I think, just to be really clear, that the charge the Fire Bureau was given by the council, they did as I'm always expecting them to do. They did a first-rate job of coming here with these proposals, and I appreciate that. And actually, I'm particularly persuaded on the reinspection fee part. That was information I had not had before. And I think in any discussion we have about fees, that makes sense and should stay, because it sounds like it's an effective tool. But I am concerned in the context of the financial health of the city and in the context of making sure that we stay, and I'm just throwing this out for a discussion. I'm not at all predicting that I'm not going to support this, but I would hope that we have a good discussion, that in this larger context we look at raising fees as to whether or not that's as necessary given some of our resources as it was when we gave the Fire Bureau the charge to go raise these fees. And it's just a little hard for me to support this and the proposal tomorrow to reduce the revenue that we would receive from the business license fee. And I'm actually, you know, trying to get to the place where I can do both. I can't intellectually for myself do both. I feel like I have to pick one of the two approaches. And I, frankly, obviously, for a variety of reasons, would like to support the Fire Bureau's approach on this. On the other hand, I do think that the witness made some very legitimate points in terms of businesses. I think your proposal, Commissioner Stan, to at least minimize the impact on nonprofits and on anybody until some later date who is planning an event is a way to help get to that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is my preferences, if we could separate how much that reinspection fee increase was of the 714 increase, and I'm not sure how much that is, but I think we're talking about $300,000 or $400,000 here or something like that, and have that go away and have part of what we're discussing tomorrow go away as revenue, instead be recommitted to the Fire Bureau so they don't have to raise this fee, if that makes sense. I could be to the place where I could support both.
Ha. It's quite a proposal.
You did it just on the fly.
What I'm proposing at this moment would be, you know, that we move forward on the fire, adopt these fees, and then ask, probably Deputy Chief Edwards, working with Chief Sprando, to come back to us with probably something that goes into the bump that just gives a little more room on this gentleman's issue for, you know, maybe through July 1st, through the fiscal year. And I would limit it to events that have already, that were planned before this fee increase, as opposed to new, you know. And I wouldn't make it a huge documentation. You know, if you basically can show in reasonable assertion that the event reasonably precedes this decision by the council and it's going to take place in the near future, that maybe you don't pay this fee. That's all. On your bigger issue, and Commissioner Adams was gone, I did in the opening, Sam, make a point that I would like to work on putting the base fee into the business license structure, but these event fees wouldn't go in there anyway. It's the old tension between, you know, should users of events pay the cost or the general fund? And under this method, you know, people who go to the events will, you know, pay a very incrementally smaller fee for the cost of the event as opposed to the general fund. And I think the fees are reasonable, but I think we should have a little more of a phase-in period. And what I would suggest is we just bring. The reason we didn't have more in a phase-in period is we couldn't make it work with the revenue requirements, but I think the council, through the bump, could potentially give the Fire Bureau a little bit of breathing room on our revenue request for this year. So that would be my proposal. I don't think it's inconsistent with yours, but it's far short of yours.
Yeah. Life is about incremental changes. So.
So do we need to amend?
Yeah. I think what we could do is just adopt the package as proposed, and I will instruct the Fire Bureau with the council's concurrence to bring us back a bump request that gets at this issue. And I think we know what I'm inelegantly trying to say, and we'll see if we can't bring it back.
Okay.
Sounds good.
This is an emergency.
So I think I did need an amendment. I would move that we substitute the attachment with the fee structure, the current fee structure. To the official ordinance.
Okay. We'll vote on the amendment.
Adams?
Aye.
Salt. Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Now we'll vote on the.
Adams?
This is the big thing. I want to thank Commissioner Stan and the leadership of the Fire Bureau for putting this together. I agree with Commissioner Stan. I have an interest, given that we have $6 million ongoing, even if the council tomorrow passes an investment into growing our economy through a targeted tax reduction on small businesses and new businesses in the city that will have a huge benefit to the economy. We still have $6 million on the table ongoing after that. So I'm open to discussing with Commissioner Stan and my colleagues on council, continuing the discussion on fire fees and other fees in the city, which are significant. So thank you for your work on this. Please vote aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Stan?
Aye. Thank you, guys.
Potter?
Aye. Go back to item 61. Please read item 61.
I'm trying to get
Pardon? I thought we had to have 62, but I thought 61 required. Just 62? Oh, okay. That's fine then. Is that correct?
Correct. It's an honor. We take care of it.
We're recessed until 2 p.m. Thursday.